Translation and purport. His divine grace, Abhaicharanarvinda in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It was astonishing that Daksha, who was a Prajapati, the maintainer of all living entities, was so disrespectful to his own daughter Sati, who was not only chaste, but was also a great soul, that she gave up her body because of his neglect. The word anatmya is significant. Atmya means the life of the soul. So this word indicates that although Daksha appeared to be living, actually he was a dead body. Otherwise, how could he neglect Sati, who was his own daughter? It was the duty of Daksha to look after the maintenance and comforts of all living entities, because he was situated as a Prajapati, the governor of all living entities. Therefore, how is it that he neglected his own daughter, who was the most exalted and chaste, a great soul, and who therefore deserved the most respectful treatment from her father? The death of Sati, because of her being neglected by Daksha, her father, was most astonishing to all the great demigods of the universe. So here, continuing this story of Daksha, who's now given up her body because of the neglect of her father, Daksha. So when someone is neglected, it means nothing happening. It's just like death.
Eta mrityu samo.
Yes. From a dead body there is no response. So Daksha was giving no response. He completely neglected Sati. So she is considered to be like a dead body. A dead body, there is no response. So this is actually very painful for Sati. To disrespect someone is something else, but to neglect someone, that's actually even worse. I think it's probably in Hari Suri Prabhu's diary, and he talks about this phenomenon of neglect, when Srila Prabhupada would actually neglect his disciples. Generally it happened to his servants, his secretaries, like that. And if they did something wrong, sometimes Prabhupada would chastise them, and that was bad enough. And sometimes he would give heavy, heavy chastisement, but that was even worse. But somehow or another, Prabhupada would, after some time, he would pacify them again. Because the disciple is feeling, somehow or another I've offended my spiritual master. Our purpose is to satisfy the Guru and Krishna, and I've dissatisfied him. You feel your whole life is vacant and empty and finished. But Prabhupada was saying, but there's something even worse than this. Prabhupada didn't do anything, he didn't say anything, he just neglected. They knew they'd made some mistake and Prabhupada didn't like it, but he just didn't say anything, he just neglected that disciple. When the disciple, he causes some displeasure to the Guru, generally he wants to go and jump off the roof and kill himself or jump in the Ganga, he's feeling like that. But with this neglect of Prabhupada, this was actually worse than death. Worse than that. So this was a phenomenon that some of Prabhupada's disciples, close disciples, would actually experience. That when Prabhupada neglected them, he just ignored them. That was actually much worse than any kind of punishment. Now here, Daksha, he's neglecting. She's come to the ceremony and he's completely ignoring her, as if she's not even there. I don't even care to even look at you, just think about you. And she didn't even do anything wrong. She just happened to be married to Lord Shiva. And Daksha is neglecting his daughter. It's not just an ordinary person, it's his actual daughter. And not only his daughter, but Prabhupada says she is the most exalted and chaste woman, a great soul. How great is Sati? She's practically the greatest personality in the universe. She's the most important woman in the universe. Because without her, this even this whole sacrifice wouldn't even be going on. Everything that's going on is actually a manifestation of Sati. She's the mother of the universe. Although she's acting as the daughter of Daksha, she is actually the mother of Daksha. She is the source of Daksha's body. She has produced all the ingredients that are there at the sacrifice, all the objects. Everything there is a manifestation of Sati, Parvati Devi. So it's astonishing that because everything is a manifestation of her, that she's even going along with it and bothers to commit Sati anyway. She doesn't have to do that. She is the material world. She's not actually obliged to follow the rules of the material world. Just like the king, he's not obliged to follow the laws of the state. He makes the laws, he's not obliged to follow them. But she's going along with the whole show, the whole material show, so much so to the extent that simply to set the proper example, she's burning herself, her body. So she's actually setting the proper example. Prabhupada said actually everyone should follow her example. She's setting the proper example. So the idea is that she is the creator of the universe under her husband Lord Shiva's direction. Shiva is acting as the Purusha in this material world. So by his desire, by the Purusha's desire, then she's actually manifesting all the forms and features of this whole material cosmic manifest. And when it's the time for the pralaya, then she can destroy the whole universe. This is the potency of Sati. But anyway, now she's eternally famous as Sati, the most chaste woman of the universe. Most probably that's where the Sati, when the wife would enter the funeral pyre with a Sati called Sati, yeah? Is it? Okay, so most probably it's coming from this incident, from this time it was known as Sati. So this neglect, the worst thing that could have happened, neglect, it can also be used favorably in Krishna. Nobody likes neglect. As soon as you neglect the baby, they start to cry. So nobody likes neglect, but it can be used in favorably for our own Krishna consciousness. And what do we neglect in Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said we should neglect the mind. He said this is the best way for mind control, is simply neglect. In devotional service, we don't neglect the mind like the yogis. They forcibly restrain the mind from its activity. But the devotees, they use the mind in service to Krishna. And if any material thoughts are coming into the mind, in the material mind, then the devotees simply neglect it. Because of their absorption in devotional service, they're able to do this. Prabhupada said, you give the mind better engagement. So that better engagement is devotional service, engaging in activities for Krishna's pleasure. Otherwise the material mind is simply accepting one thing and rejecting another. That's all that's going on. It likes one thing, doesn't like another thing. It's like a small child. I like that, I don't like it. I like that, I want this, I don't want that. So then the devotee, he learns how to neglect. It's going on, the accepting and rejection of the mind is going. But it doesn't bother him, it's just because he's just absorbed in devotional service.
Jagula prayojan shegulo bhaktir anukule jagula prayojan shegulake neoa ebong baki guloke borjon kora avohela kora.
Srirada Madhav Juki. So all this acceptance and rejection of the mind is simply these demands of the mind, it simply creates. If I give attention to what I like and what I don't like, what the mind likes and what the mind doesn't like, then it will go back and there will be a reaction and it will come back again.
Jodi ami monke jodi kono rokom prosray dei ebong tokhon ami jodi moner je chawa pawa shegulo shona shuru kore dei.
But if we neglect it, the mind is going, I like that, I don't like that, I want this. If we neglect it, we don't give it attention, then there is no reaction. So that desire actually comes and it finishes. There's no more reaction, there's no more karmic reaction for that.
কিন্তু আমরা যদি সেগুলি অবজ্ঞা করি, যে মন বলছে আমি এটা চাই ওটা চাই, আমি এটা চাই ওটা চাই, কিন্তু আমরা যদি সেগুলিকে অবজ্ঞা করি তাহলে সেই সমস্ত যে চাওয়া পাওয়ার তার আর কোনো প্রতিক্রিয়া থাকে না।
And like this, we keep neglecting the mind, and all those desires are coming and they finish. They can't go anywhere, so they just finish, and the mind dissolves back into the material mind. There's no need of a material mind. Krishna says, mind, earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, these are my material elements. So for a devotee, he doesn't need that material mind anyway. His devotional service is coming directly from the spiritual platform. So therefore the devotee controls his mind simply by the process of engaging the mind in Krishna's service. How does he do it? This word atmiya means the life of the soul. So what is the life of the soul?
Attar jivan ki.
Prabhupada tells us that you should get the instructions of Guru. And Prabhupada, that make that the life of your soul. That actually enlivens the soul when engaged in the service of Krishna under the direction of the spiritual. And if we neglect devotional service to Krishna, then more or less anatmya, all like dead. It's like Bhagavatam says, like a bellows, the body is just like a bellows. So without devotional service, without Krishna consciousness, then it's just like dead. It is just like dead. The living force that is Chaitanya, called Chaitanya. So we are servants of Lord Chaitanya. He's the living force. He inspires our life. So if we follow the orders of Guru and Gauranga, make their instructions our life and soul, then all the material mind is controlled, the senses become controlled, and one becomes situated in his constitutional position as the eternal servant of Krishna. So without extra endeavor, one simply serves Krishna favorably and automatically Krishna consciousness will be there. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions?
Sometimes we do service too. We give our best shots, but then there's always people around us who say, oh, if that person was doing it, it would have been better. You still didn't do that good, and you know that you have tried your best. So in this case, is it okay to ignore these people just as we have to ignore our mind that keeps saying, I like this, I don't like that?
Yeah, that's okay. It really doesn't matter what anybody else is thinking. You have your service to Krishna. Of course you should do. The service shouldn't upset the devotees at all. Bhukshadas Babaji Maharaj used to say, I'm all alone in my service.
সেখানে আর কেউ নেই.
So it's not so much whether the service was done properly or not properly, they could have done better or not. Krishna is actually seeing the devotional attitude behind the service. That is what is important. So if your attitude is correct and pleasing to Krishna, then it really doesn't matter what anybody else says. Another time Prabhupada said, when the devotees, they couldn't get on together, they were, and these were leaders of the society. So they met and they were discussing, but they weren't satisfied, the parties weren't really satisfied. So then Prabhupada gave his advice. He said, now you stay away, you stay as far away as possible for as long as possible from these people.
Today.
So that's another kind of neglect.
Prabhu, you mentioned today that Srila Prabhupada said everybody should follow this example of sati. And previously in one of the purports it was said that we as devotees shouldn't give up our bodies, although we should leave a place in a situation like this. So can you give some clarification, please?
Yeah, Prabhupada says in the purport of 26 text, he said this severe example set by sati should be followed. One should be extremely careful about association with persons who are not respectful to the higher authorities. So the idea is that one shouldn't tolerate to hear blasphemy. So whatever it takes to avoid that, this is the idea. whatever it takes to avoid hearing blasphemy of a devotee, you should avoid that. Somehow you should, whatever it takes to do, whether you give up your life or whether you leave that place, but one shouldn't tolerate blasphemy, otherwise he will ruin his own spiritual life. Hearing blasphemy will kill your spiritual life, so it's like dying. So whatever it takes to avoid that, hearing blasphemy, that step you can take.
Generally, whenever we go out in world and we are preaching, then it's like many times it happens that we have to face such kind of instances where we have to face some blasphemy of Prabhupada or they directly blaspheme devotees. So in that case, how exactly we should deal?
Yes, this is a risk that the when you're preaching, you have to come in contact with people who are blasphemous. Anyway, we should try to correct these people. If they don't want to listen, then you avoid that association. You leave that place.
Jodi.
But it's because you're going out to those persons. It's not exactly they're coming to you. You're going to them. But because it's being done for Krishna's service, to expand Krishna's glories, then Krishna will, if there is any reaction there, then Krishna will take care of it. Because it was done in the mood of service to Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for a nice class. Prabhu, what should a disciple do when his spiritual master neglects him?
Neglects him? How? There was an incident with Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, I can't remember all the details, but the devotees were serving Prabhupada and they became very familiar with Prabhupada in that. So they were very close to Prabhupada and they became very familiar. They became over familiar. He said, don't become too familiar. He said, otherwise, the Guru will withdraw his mercy. And the devotee said, what happens if the Guru withdraws his mercy? And Prabhupada said, I withdraw my mercy. The devotee fell on the ground, howling and whelping, like a dog and puppy. Literally, he was shaking and whelping and howling like a little dog. So that's the position we come from. Guru has picked us up. If we offend him, we go back to that. So you have to be on your best behavior and wait till he will always forgive in time. The Guru will always forgive.
That's it.
Yeah, Krishna is moving everything. Radha and Krishna are everything. But they are moving in the form of Shiva and Parvati. They are doing everything. It's like if you have material desires, that you're serving Radha Madhava, you have material desires, then that relationship with Radha Madhava will reciprocate in the form of Shiva and Parvati. Because Radha Madhava, they don't touch the material world, but when they have to touch, they do in the form of Shiva and Parvati. Or we're approaching Radha Madhava in awe and reverence, then Radha Madhava will reciprocate, that relationship will be in the form of Lakshmi Narayan. They will accept that service in the form. And if you have pure devotion, pure intention to please Radha Madhava, then they'll respond as Radha Madhava. As you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. Everybody's having a relationship with Radha and Krishna. Some know it, some don't know it. But through the different features, but that's what's happening. Everybody has a relationship. Now, if you have a relationship, you still have material desires, then the relationship will respond as Shiva and Parvati. You won't go back to Godhead, no. You won't go back to Godhead if you've got material desires. They'll give you another situation where you can slowly get rid of all your material desires. Krishna's quite sensible. When you approach him with material desires, then he will reciprocate in the form that deals with that, with material desires. Of course, you can also, at the time of leaving your body, if you can give all up all your material desires and take complete shelter, then they will accept you also. Surrender, then they will appear. Here's a letter from the Coimbatore Pathasharathis. If one aspiring devotee takes a promise for Guru and gives it up due to some specific reason, what will be the result? Well, for some specific reason, he may have to give up that promise, but he should never give up the promise to chant 16 rounds of it. No. I think it means, can you make a promise before the Guru's photo? If you make a promise before, yes. Photo of Guru is also non-different than Guru. Again, the same thing. example, how Guru Krishna reciprocates, how Guru reciprocates. The devotees ask Prabhupada, this is a piece of paper, it's a flyer or it's a newspaper or something, you know, ISKCON newspaper or some printing. It's got a picture of Prabhupada on it. And it's laying on the floor. And the disciple said, Prabhupada, are you there in the photo that's laying on the floor? And Prabhupada said, for the person who sees that on the floor and he leaves it there, I am not there. But if a person picks it up and puts it on the table, I am there. Sometimes some people from other sampradayas, they come to our temple, why your books are about Krishna only? The other sampradaya people. The other sampradayas, you get the Brahma sampradaya, which we are, the Rudra sampradaya, the Kumara sampradaya, and the Sri sampradaya. So all of those acharyas from the Vishnu Swami, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhavacharya, Nimbaka, they all came to Navadvip and got instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He actually gave them blessing also. So they all got instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Gauranga, Nimbaka started his own that sampradaya. Ramanuja sampradaya is an expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. So if you're a follower of the Ramanuja sampradaya, your acharya is Ramanuja, then his last appearance or incarnation was in Navadvip, and he was telling us to worship Krishna. If you're actually a follower of Ramanuja, then you'll follow his last instruction and worship Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. Gauranga told Ramanuja, you worship me in your heart, don't tell your disciples. You preach to your disciples up to Dasarasa. Preach to your disciples up to Dasarasa. When I come later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then I will preach the different Dharvam Ras, Vatsala Ras, Chakra Ras, and Conjugal Ras. But you can worship me as you know me, but don't tell your disciples. So actually all these acharyas, they're great devotees of Krishna, and they got blessings of Krishna and Gauranga. And anyway, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only 500 years ago, so everything should be stemming from that last incarnation of Krishna. The teachings for the age should be followed. He should be worshipped. It's from Vishwarupa Prabhu. Vishwarupa Amnabad. Hare Krishna, Guru instructs disciple to be pure devotee along with many other instructions. If a devotee is still in process, does it mean he's disobeying Guru and committing third offense to the holy name? Anyway, if he's in the process of following the Guru's instruction, he's not disobeying the Guru. When you're in the shower, when someone's in the shower, you don't accuse them of being dirty. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gopremanandi.